I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach Sean McDermott's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com.
And Sean McDermott joins me right now on the Wester Hotline. Good Friday morning to you, Coach. I know it was a quick turnaround from Monday night. Congratulations and welcome back to a Friday.
It's good to be back and good to be back playing in front of our fans this weekend. It's been a while. For the first six on the road, it's great to be back in Orchard Park this weekend.
Yeah, no doubt about that, Coach. Hopefully we'll have some good weather, too. We have Patrick Hammer coming up at 11:30 to fill us in on that, but it looks like it's going to be beautiful weather, fall football game here in Orchard Park. A bunch to get to today. We'll start with injuries as usual, Coach. You have 16 names on the injury report, but only one did not practice yesterday. What can you tell us about how things are looking for Sunday, if anybody's going to be declared out for this game?
Yeah, so just update today. Mike Edwards is sick today. We'll see where that goes. Mike Edwards, the defensive back, is sick. And we'll see where that goes over the next couple of days. Ray Davis will be limited today. Don't know if we'll have him for the game. We'll just have to see. Something popped up over the last day here. So
that was the one I was going to ask you about. So he wasn't on the injury report on Wednesday. So something happened yesterday which caused him to be limited. So you'll get through this weekend and see where that goes.
Yeah, it kind of came up a little bit towards the end of the game and then reappeared yesterday during practice. So we'll just have to see where it goes.
Okay, and then Khalil Shakir, I noticed, a full participant the last couple of days. Do you feel good where he is at after missing and then, of course, not being on the field as much on Monday night and limiting him a little bit in the game? You feel good where he is right now?
Yeah, I mean, that was a managed thing, just trying to, when he was out there, make sure, he had everything he could for us. And, he did a great job of pushing through, really not even close to 100% last week. And so that's why that was the way it was. And every week will get better. The high ankle sprains are tough. They take some time. And, again, I applaud him for playing last week and should be better this week.
One more on the injury front. James Cook goes from limited through the walkthrough estimation to a full after missing last week. That seems like that's trending in a really good direction as well, right?
No, it does. Yeah, he had a good day of practice yesterday and looked good.
Okay, Coach. You mentioned Mike Edwards. I'd like to get to him for a second. I know he hasn't been on the field that much this year. I know he had the injury in preseason and that kind of bled into the regular season, but a lot of fans wondering, why Mike Edwards hasn't been able to get on the field. From your perspective, like, what's happened there with the signing, the injury, and his situation as far as play time?
Well, yeah, I mean, the big picture here is the injury in the spring. He had an injury in the spring, which kept him out most of the spring, and then another injury in training camp, which caused him to miss most of training camp. Mike's a good football player, but there is limited reps in the system. And then on top of that, DeMar has been consistent, and so we take it one week at a time with every position. And, initially the vision was that, we thought maybe Mike would be the starter, quite honestly, when we signed him. And then the injuries have gotten in the way. So it's hard to know what exactly he is and for him to know our system as well as we need him to execute. And so with that, he missed all the preseason games. And it's an unfortunate situation all around.
Sean, I know earlier this week you were asked this very same question, but I'm going to try and give it to this audience too. I had a caller earlier ask about Spencer Brown and the penalties and the frustration of seeing that happen and, how Sean McDermott handles it. So I'm going to ask you, when you see Spencer Brown in the situation he was in, maybe a couple penalties on Monday night, it seemed like there was a lot of jawing back and forth on both sides. It wasn't just him. He does lead your team with 8 penalties, but he's also a player that really helps your team. Like, how do you balance that? What are those conversations like as you kind of during mid-game and throughout the rest of the week trying to balance all of that?
Well, we start early with that process, and I think it's a great question. We start early with that process so players know what's in bounds and what's out of bounds. And it is a physical game, and you need to be a physical team, an aggressive football team. The way we position it is, hey, the ones that are pre-snap, those are disciplined. Those are focused penalties. The ones that are post-whistle, same as. and those are the ones that we declare as non-negotiable, absolutely non-negotiable. And, you know, you're going to get an aggressive penalty via a hold once in a while. Don't love them, but we preach technique all the time. And the ones that happen after the ball is snapped and before the whistle, if those are aggressive penalties, those are going to happen from time to time. But those other ones that I already outlined, those are non-negotiable.
And then when it comes to emotional penalties too, right? I mean, you have to balance this is an emotional game, and it's a division rival, and there's things going on out in the field. So I guess that's got to be tough as well, because, yeah, you want to go to a certain point. You don't want to go over the point, but it's the line. But it's always tough to kind of have that balance.
It is, but at the end of the day, again, that's why we try to, you know, set very clear expectations early in the year, and it's messaged over and over every day. And at the end of the day, it's about the team. And we had drives last week, some third downs that were third, and we had 11 out of 13 roughly third downs that were third and six plus, and that's tough to convert those, right? So some of that's from being on schedule early in the drive there.
All right, Sean, let's talk about Amari Cooper. What have you learned about Amari Cooper over the last couple of days now that he's been at your facility, and what are the chances of him to actually suit up and play on Sunday?
Yeah, we'll see. Good addition. Happy to have him, and I think Joe's done a good job, and so has Amari and the rest of the staff, teammates included, of welcoming him and getting him integrated here. You know, and in fairness to Amari, I would say, you know, he's only been here on a short week. That is, what, 3 days now? This will be his third practice, and we did a walkthrough on Wednesday due to the Monday night game there. So we'll see where it goes, and at the end of the day, we're happy to have him, and we look forward to good things going forward.
Your team signed a kicker to the practice squad. We've talked a lot about Tyler Bass and some of the struggles that he's had. I thought it was very interesting listening to him yesterday. He was very truthful and very honest, and he understood. He said it's a results-based business. He needs to be better. What are those conversations like when those things are happening with a player that, you know, you're very invested in and you have a lot of confidence in, but right now you have to look at other options, it looks like?
Well, we try and do our best, you know, to communicate all the way through the process, you know, and I'm a big believer in, hey, you know, you don't do it off of one mistake. You don't bring somebody in off of one mistake, because it leads to guys looking over their shoulders all the time. And that's not the best way to do it. But, you know, he's had, as he has mentioned, his times and challenges this year and some of last. And he's trying to work through it, and it's not easy. But at the end of the day, we need to make some of these kicks, and he knows that. So, again, trying to communicate in a very clear way what's expected and then what we have to do if we're not getting those results.
And then, Coach, of course, the Tennessee Titans this week. Will Levis has a big arm, can make some big plays. He's had some inconsistencies, but I'm sure there's a quarterback you see on film that has all the tools to make plays.
He does, and they're a talented football team. When you look at, you know, the players that they've put together on that defense and adding some again this off season, and then offensively with the receiving core and the running back there. So very talented football team, and we'll have our hands full on Sunday.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. I know you have a lot to get to today, so we'll do that and look forward to finally being back. Almost a month since you guys last played in Orchard Park, so a home game for Bills Mafia to come out on Sunday at 1:00. Best of luck to you.
All right, thanks, Sal. Take care. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is head coach Sean McDermott on the Western Hotline, and of course, his appearances, let me grab them for you, are always brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. All right, so from what he said, I'm going to guess maybe Ray Davis is going to...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.